Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Bet. About to take a look at the next part of Mishnah Aleph of this, the fifth parak. So let's flip back to the Mishnah, and we get to the line: Kol anashim metamot bevayit hachitzon. All women who have tumah yotzei min haguf, that tumah starts when it's already bevayit hachitzon. We'll see a definition for that. Shneimar dam yezova bivisara. But for men, the Tumah is only when the Tumah goes out. That's the really end of the Mishnah Aleph. We'll go back to this passage to look at Mishnah Bet in the next podcast. Okay, now to the Gemara in Mem Aleph Amud Bet. What is the Bayit Achitzon? So Amar Shlakish, Kol Shetinoket Yoshevet V'Nir Eit. What this sounds like, when a girl sits down, it's part that actually can be seen. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, when she sits, so that part of the body widens a little bit. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, to makom galui eitzel asheretz. That's not Beit HaStarim at all. That's not Beit Chitzon. That's really outside. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, mention of sheretz is because for Tuma, that's considered to be already out. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, ad Bein HaShinayim. So, somewhere further up. Ebailu, Bein HaShinayim kelifnim o kelachutz. Is that area itself considered inside or outside? I mean, if there's dam in there, is she tmeah or not, if it's kelachutz? They're considered inside, so it has to be beyond that. Manita tana makom disha. What is makom disha? The place of threshing. My makom disha. As far as the male member reaches inside, that's the bayit chitzon. So any dam that's in there, she's already tmeya. Tana rabanan biv sara. So the Torah says dam yezova biv sara. What does that mean? Biv sara. She has tumah even when the dam is inside. That pasuk is talking about a nida. Zava minayin. Talmud Omer, zova bivsara. So also in the context, it mentions zova bivsara. What about a woman who has shichvat zera that comes out of her after having had bia, where she's tmeah, and it's still bevayit achitzon? Talmud Omer, yihiyat. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says she can't have tumah stronger than the guy who injected it. So ma bo'ala inam atam eshtet seh tumah lachutz, with a guy, as we saw in the Mishnah, and we'll see later on at the end of this podcast, the tumah only, he's only tummy when it comes outside. Afinam atam eshtet seh tumah talachutz. So as a poleta chichot zera, she can only be tumah when it comes outside. So Rabbi Shimon dayak bo'ala, but does Rabbi Shimon really hold that position? Vatanya rachatsuba mayim tamura arev, who talks about a couple that had relations, they have to go to the mikvah, the tumayim ara arev. What's to teach us? It's to tell us that contact with shichvat zera is betame. We already had that. The reason is because the tumah is tumat beit hastarim, meaning inside the woman. The tumat beit hastarim is normally in a metamak. That's not called contact. The Torah goes there that even when it's inside, she's tamei. So you see, it's not kabbalah. He's only tamei when it comes out of him. She's tamei while it's inside of her. So lokasha kan meshamesha kan poletet. The answer is that it depends. When she is actually has had relations, then it's tamei inside. When she's poletet, it's only tamei outside. Wait a second. Poletet debulet hashimsha. But she had relations. Poletet, I mean, she had relations. She's tamei because of that. The answer is shetam l'shimusha. In other words, she had relations, she went to the mikvah, and then the next day she's poletet. So that'll only happen when it comes outside, according to Rabbi Shimon. Wait, does the Meshameshah just have to wait for that night? If a woman's Meshameshah, she can't eat truma for 3 days because at some point Shichvat Zera may come out. Remember, Shichvat Zera coming out after 3 days doesn't count. It's impossible for her to keep herself from having Shichvat Zera come out. In the unlikely kind of circumstance where they took her in the mitah that she had relations in and just dunked the whole thing in the mikvah. So Rava's talking about a case where the woman got out of bed and walked around and went to the mikvah. Maybe it came out of her at that point. You think maybe someone's left over? So he should have said, we're concerned that some of the shichvat zera is still in there, not that she's poletet. Rava's case also has to be where they put her in the mitah. V'lokasha. Kan mitapechet, kan mishena mitapechet. If she turned around, then the shichvat zera could get cooked and get poletet. If she just stays still and doesn't turn around, it's not going to move at all. Rava akrakai. Rava really was talking about a pasuk. V'hachi kamar. Ki katav rachmona v'rachatzub mayim tamura arev. The pasuk that Shimon commented on. B'she'ena mitapechet. That's talking about a case where she didn't move at all, and she's tamei only till the evening, and afterwards, don't consider her poletet. Mitapechet, if she turns around, rolls around, whatever, kol shloshim yom asura l'achol b'truma. Then, for the next 3 days, she can't eat truma. She yifshar la shelo tiflot. She's certainly going to be poletet. But on a shmuel or bista meyabai. So he asked her by the following question. Poletet shechot zera, roahave onogatave. What's her status as a poletet shechot zera? Is she like a tummy person putting something out? Or is she like somebody who had contact with tuma? Nafkamina, listor. What nafkamina is it going to cancel her days of, let's say she's a zava? And if she has, she had relations with her husband, the next day she became a zava. And now, on the next day, she's trying to shomer yom keneged yom. Will this cancel it out? If she's a roa, then it is. If no god, she touches the sheretz, doesn't count. Ulatame b'mashu, and that there should be no shiur. Ulatame b'fin k'bachutz, and b'tame inside. So, manavshach, why is he asking the question? Ish me'ale ma'nitin, if he heard our bright, our mishnah, then the rabbanan roa havi, the b'shimin no god havi. It's very simple that rabbanan say she's a roa, and b'shimin say she's a no god. Because that's why he says, daya kebo'ala. If he doesn't know it, then the simple read of it is she's an ogat. It's not her tuma. She didn't generate it. She received it. The answer is leolam. One take is leolam shvielam etnitin. He'd heard the mishnah. Valibu rabbanan lakim bayale. He wasn't asking according to rabbanan. It's clearly roa. He's asking according to Shimon. Ulatam efin kavachutz lakim bayale. He's not asking whether it's tame inside because Rabbi Shimon said it's not. He come bayale the store the tame b'choshu. He's asking about the other two questions. My. Kikar Rav Shimon Dayak Boel. Rav Shimon said she should be no worse off than her Boel. Maybe that's only about Bifnik Vachutz. Well, the story, the Tamim Bechoshu, but that this should count against her Nikim and to have no need for a Shear to be Tamei. Rohave, maybe she's like somebody who's exuding her own Tuma. O Dilma Loshna, maybe Dayak Boel 100%, it's no God, and that's it. That's one version. Ikadami Leolam Loshmi Alem, and if he never heard the Brayta. Here's what he's asking me. The Achmir Rachmana Abale Keryon B'Sinai, the fact that the Torah was Machmir about Bale Keryon our Sinai and said, you gotta stay away from each other for 3 days so the time out in Torah happens, there's no carry. Roahave, so that means that she would be like a Bala Keri, because we're concerned that she'd be poletet. Odilma Logamir Misina, maybe we can't learn anything from our Sinai in that way. We can't use it as a model. The Chiddushu, because it's a strange situation. Much more chamur. The Torah didn't say get them out of the camp. The Torah was machmir on Bali Keri, who have a much lighter tumah. So it's not a model you could use. So Amale, what was Abai's answer? Roa Havai. She really is a Roa. Ata Shalei L'Rava. So he went to Rava. Malay Roa Havai. He said the same thing. Ata Kamer Rav Yosef. He came to the Rebbe Rav Yosef. Amale Roa Havai. Same thing. He came back to Abai. Amale Kuchu Bedu Baruka Chara Tafitu. You're all hitting the same thing. Meaning you all got the same approach. Amale Shapar Amrilach. They said good and we all agree. Because Ad Kam Lokam Rav Shimon Dayakabuala. Rav Shimon only said Dayakabuala. Ela Latam Bifnik of Achutz. About the issue of being matame bifnim, meaning he says there is no tuma bifnim, she's no worse than boalat. But for the other thing, she is a roa. Okay. Tanavara nida lazav mesharet yom kenei gemer yoledet kulam matamot bifnim kevachutz. That's like we said in Mishnah, kol anashim. Bish tamakulu lechayai. I get it about all the other nida and zava and shomeret yom ela yoledet. I don't get. Ibime Nida, if the dam she has coming out is Bime Nida, then she's a Nida. Ibime Ziva, if it's during Ime Ziva, and there's no Koshi to help out, then Ziva. So Lo Tzricha Shiardali Po Mituma Latahara. The Yoledet is not as when she's giving birth. The Yoledet is after 7 or 14 days, and she's going into the mikvah to move into Ime Tahara. Chadam Arbizem Ramchia Barashi Marav, the quoted Rav saying the following. Yoledet Shiardali Po Mituma Latahara. Yoledet's about to go into the mikvah to move into Ime Tahara. Then Akam Mena Dam. And Dam moved from the inner wall to move out, but didn't leave her. Biirida, if she was on her way into the mikvah, then Tmeyat. Ba'aliyah, but she was already on the way out, Tahara. Alright, so that's what we're talking about as far as the Yoledet goes, that even if it's only on the inside, but she hadn't yet gone to the mikvah, that Dam is Tamei. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. So Biirida, my Tmeyat, why is she Tmeyat on the way down? Tuma Bluahi, the Tuma right now is inside. Mazil Shai the Rabbi Yavin, you go ask Rabbi Yavin, the Asper in the LA, I explained it to him, Chachish Liberashe, Mebe Midrasha, and he nodded his head at me like it was a good answer. You go hear what I had to say from him. Azal Shaila, Amarle Asur Knivlat Of Tahor. Is that the rabbi sort of treated it like Nivlat Of Tahor. You know, when you eat a Nivlat Of Tahor, it's only Matame inside in Beit HaBliah, and only for purposes of the Begadim that you're wearing, that the person who's eating is wearing. Shematam Begadim Beit HaBliah. So Midam, it was there, then challenged this. Rabbi Yirmiyah then challenged this and said, Midami, you can't compare the two. Hatam ein la tuma b'chutz. She doesn't have any tuma b'chutz, meaning the Nivlat Of Tahor has no tuma whatsoever outside. So of course it's Matami inside, that's all there is. Hacha kinafik lebrai litmi. But here you've got tuma b'chutz when the dam comes out. So why not just say only when it comes out? Hachanamik she'atzal l'chutz. Oh, we're talking about when she went to the mikveh and before going down it actually came out. Yetzal l'chutz ma'al member. If it came out, then what are you telling me? That's obvious, just tmeya. So ma'al etem go to mahani tefila dam dika gavai, since the tefila is gonna help. And being the tahir of the dam that's inside of her, so if it comes out of her 5 minutes after going to the mikveh, it's tahor. Tani nami lahai. Maybe it'll help this dam also that already started moving out before she went in. Kamashmon, then it doesn't. Okay, Shmatin Ifrik. So we just solved our Shmua, but El Yoledet, we still have the problem with Yoledet being in the Brita. It may need a need, it may ziva ziva. So Achmaskin and Belady of Eshta, she had a lady without blood. So Lady of Eshta might be Matam Mifim Kavachutziko. What's there to be Matam Mifim Kavachutz if there's no dam? One should see Vlad Rosho Chutz the pro's door, that the Vlad put his head out. Chravashai, the Ravashai, because they rush over to see a Vlad Rosho Chutz the pro's door. The gzerah is as follows: a midwife puts her hand inside to help. Immediately, she's tumea tumat meit, because if the kid puts his head out, he's already alive. And then, if he dies at that point, then he's a mate. Meaning that at that point, it's like the late has already begun. So it's not the dam; it's the actual vlad we're talking about. Bifinka vachutz. Very strange story. A guy came to Rav and says, can we do a brit milah on Shabbat? I'm like, Shabbat dami, of course you do. But after the guy went out, I'm a Rav. Rav said to himself, or his talmidim, who gavali yadda to shore the mimo b'shabta? He doesn't know what everybody knows. It's okay to do brit milah on Shabbat. Must be something else going on. Azabatre ran after him. Amarle, emali easy, gufadu of the echiavi. Tell me exactly what happened. Malishmait Vlad Tzvitz Apanya to Malishabtan. Friday, I heard the kid crying, meaning sort of came out and cried. Like, yo, that chapter wasn't born until Shabbat. That's why I had the question. Amalehai, Otsiro Shochus the Pro's door. That's a kid who's already put his head out of the Pro's door. Which means that he was actually born on Friday. Vamila Shalom Ismana. So if you do a meal on Shabbat, that's the ninth day. That's not okay. Vachomila Shalom Ismana. And Machalina Rata Shabbat. We don't do that on Shabbat. Okay. Ibayelahu. We have two questions in a row that are sort of similar. Otom makom shel isha, the woman's genitalia. Balua have or betastarim have. Now we have two concepts in Tuma here, which are very close. Balua means it's something that's like in the folds or absorbed into the body. And betastarim means a place that is a defined place, but that is a hidden place, inaccessible place. So how do we define that place? The nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Let's say somebody else stuck a piece of nevela meat in there. If you call it balua, then tuma blua lomatame. There is no such thing as tuma blua. So you pick the girl up, anything, there's no tuma. You might beta starim, if it's beta starim, then he maga lomatame. There is no tuma maga beta starim. Aval bemasa miyamatamia. And after all, nevela is matame bemasa. So if you pick the girl up, you'd be tame because of carrying a nevela. So baya mar balua have. He says balua, no tuma. Rava mar beta starim have. I'm Rav Manam Minala. I'll prove to you it's Beit Hastarim. The Tanya, the bright that we just had, El Nesha Tumat Beit Hastarim. So Beit Hastarim lo Tumatam El Shigzerat HaKaduvi. Wrote Rav Shimon's words. Rabbi says, Chad Vod Kamar. Rav Shimon wasn't saying it's Beit Hastarim. He was saying two things. First of all, Chad Tumat Blua. First of all, it's Tumat Blua in there. The Ora Filuim Tzitzalora Tumat Beit Hastarim. Even if you want to call it Beit Hastarim, Enem Tama El Shigzerat HaKaduvi. The Torah said it's Tame, but generally it's not. Okay, second question. Ibayalu makom nivlat of tahor. The place where you eat, your gullet. Balu havi abit asurim havi. Same question. Lamay nafkumina. Kungon shatachav lo chareo kazayit nevela toch piva. If a guy shoved a piece of nevela into your mouth. So yamart balu havi, it's balua. Tuma blua lo matamia. So touching of anything is not going to cause anything. Picking the guy up, touching him. Ela amar betastrim have, you think it's betastrim, nehina magalo matame, masa miha matame, again it's masa, and it's again nevelos betame b'masa. And again Abaye amar balu ave, and again Rav amar betastrim ave, and this time Abaye brings the proof, amar Abaye, menamina la detanya, chol teni vlat behima matame begadim abetabliya, I might think that a dead animal, dead mammal, should be metame if you eat it, the begadim you're wearing, tamud lomar nevelo trefalo yochal tom ava, that pasuk's talking about oaf. You should not eat it, and you become tamei through it. Misha'in la tuma el achilata. This pasuk is talking about things that only have tuma via eating. As opposed to a nevela, a regular animal that has tuma even before you eat it. So now let's use a kavachomer, which is ma nivlat of tahor, a dead chicken, she'in la tuma chutz, that doesn't have tuma outside, but when you eat it, it generates tuma. Zushi ish la tuma bachutz, this mammal that does have tuma bachutz, and din sheish la tuma bifnim? So makra ba, that's why it says, lo yichal la tuma va. Ba v'lo bacheret, this is the only one that has tuma bifnim. Im kein, ma tam lomar v'ha ochel, so why does it say v'ochel minivlatah, v'anusei nivlatah? And shiur le nogel le nosek yochel, I'll tell you how big the shear is, the shear of magan masa for regular, and for regular nevela, is, the says of ochel ma ochel b'kazayit, af nogel nosek b'kazayit. You have to carry or touch a kazayit in order to become tamei with nivlat behema. Because ochel is not going to make you tamei. If you have nivlat behema inside of you, you're not tamei. Okay. Now we have, three short little memorot of Rava. Amarava, sheretz bekomto. Let's say you have a fold in your body, like your elbow, the crook of your elbow, and you have a sheretz in there. Tahor. You're tahor. Nevela bekomto, but if there's a nevela in there, tame. Why? Because sheretz bekomto tahor, sheretz benigyaudim matame. Sheretz is only matame if you touch it. Having something in there is not called maga. That's a betastarim. Nevela bekumto there tame why nehid maga lo matame can't be matame maga b'masa mi matame nevela is matame b'masa and therefore if somebody picks you up or something then it's tame sheretz bekumto v'chisol avir tanur. Now let's say you have the sheretz in the crook and you put it over a big kli cheres tame subshita so ma'udatei matocho amarachmana. Maybe I would think the Torah says tocho in Parshat Shemini. Meaning, it's inside your arm. Your arm is inside the kli, and inside your arm is the sheretz. Kamash malan, that's still not. That's still called tocho. Rishlokish kanebekum toshel zav. Let's say he got a zav, and he's got a stick in the crook of his elbow or under his arm, and it's sticking out. Sipor tator, and he pushed a tahor guy with it. Tahor, the guy's tahor still. Kanebekum toshel tahor, but flip it. Let's say the tahor guy had it. Sipor tazav, and he pushed a zav with it. Tame, that's called heset tazav. My tama da amar krav a chol yeshi gabo azav yadav lo shataf poem. This is the pasuk about the zav pushing somebody else, called heset tazav, and it talks about yadayim. Zav heset osho zav shlomatzinu lo tumah b'chol haTorah kula. There is no such thing as tumah teset except here. Afkar achmana b'lashon nigia lememra the heset nigia ki yadav. It used the word nigiyah to tell you that it has to be like your hands. Matam mi'abraf, kacha mi'abraf. It has to be something that's exposed. And this thing is anchored inside your elbow, which is not exposed. Okay, last piece of all. Zav al keri amtami in elabifni, elabachutz. Zav dichtiv kiya zav mi besaro, from his flesh. Should say zav besaro has to come out of his flesh. And al keri dichtiv yishish ki tetsay mimenu shikvat zera. The shikvat zera has to go out from him. Okay, we will pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the Mishnah Bet. We'll go back and look at Mishnah Bet on Daf Mem, and then come to here and finish up this piece on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.